Disney Frozen, Forces of Nature, presented by Macy's.
Elsa,
Anna,
Olaf!
Are we going on another adventure?
Oh no.
Of course!
Just as long as we're on the same page.
Well, what, son? Well, water?
Yes, General Matthias. But no, the automaton's giant rusty claw bearing down on Queen Disa like an axe? What happened?
Oh, right. Well, you've seen these extraordinary people in action before. What do you think happened?
Me? Oh, Queen Elsa was near her at the time?
She was.
Okay, so ice blast?
Nope, too dangerous. Queen Disa was right there.
Shoot icicles at it?
That could block the claw, but just as likely the icicles would break.
Ice wall.
Yep, that would have worked well, but there was no time. As the last machine struck, Disa moved into harm's way to push Elsa out of it.
Elsa, look out!
Disa, no!
Disa! Ah! Ha!
Thank you, Elsa. Ah,
are you okay?
Yeah, it's just a scratch. If you apply pressure and be sure to sterilize the wool.
Disa, you need to see a doctor. Don't try to move. We'll bring her here.
Matthias, Disa needs a doctor.
We're going to take a break here to play an ad from our sponsors. Then we will be right back with Disney Frozen, Forces of Nature. This is Ginger Z. And if you still need a gift, if you're feeling crunched for time, try Macy's Gift Finder. They've got a bunch of different ways that you can search for gifts, like shop by price. You can shop gifts by budget, whether it's 25, 50, or luxe. Shop by gift lists. Macy's has curated unique lists for all the personalities in your life. The spa day enthusiast, the advent calendar lover, the sports fan. Macy's has you covered. You can even find curated lists from your favorite influencers. Shop by category. Find the top beauty, fragrances, jewelry and watches, handbags, accessories, and so much more. They've even got packaged and ready-to-give gifts, top-rated by customers, Secret Santa inspo, and stocking stuffers. So check out Macy's.com/giftfinder to find that perfect present. That's it for ads. Now back to the Frozen podcast.
I'll go take care of what's left of that fire. Be back soon.
You, soldier! Get some hot water and clean linen. And you, Sergeant, the doctor has to be around here somewhere. Go find her.
Yes, sir.
So much commotion.
Oh, Queen Disa, are you okay?
One of the automatons hit her, but the cut isn't deep. She's gonna be fine.
She's gonna be fine? After all that suspense? After all that drama?
She had to rest for a few days to recover.
You could have just told us that last time!
So wait, Queen Disa's automatons were responsible for all the havoc at the Arendelle Harbor? And it's just, what, water under the bridge?
I couldn't sleep for a week!
Queen Anna thought it through very carefully.
Right, yeah. It's just a little iffy on the whys and hows of the whole thing.
Queen Disa made a mistake. Well, several mistakes. But she owned up to it and apologized. Queen Anna decided to forgive her. And now that we are finally finished with these canals for St. Curtius, we're about to witness the good use Queen Disa has for her machines.
Oh?
Yes, indeed, young soldier. Today, you will witness a marvel of engineering, powered by copper, of course. But for now, help me unload all this, would you?
Wolfgang, good to see you.
That's Lord Wolfgang? The one who wrote the opera?
Must be.
Good to see you too, old friend. Christoph and I have come to gaze upon the canals before the big finale.
Great job, everyone.
Oh, it was nothing.
Thanks, Christoph.
Oh, we dug a lot, but it was worth it.
I was just telling Christoph how impressive a figure he cut, directing the fire brigade through the catastrophe at the docks. You will make a great leader yet, my friend.
It was nothing.
You did well, Christoph. Are you sure you don't want to get started on that business empire?
Very sure.
Good intentions pave the road to despair!
Don't mind Astrid. Tragic intent is a major theme in the saga of the Duke of Antlers, and it's clearly resonating with her.
So, what's all this equipment for?
Oh, it's the final pieces for Queen Deesa's system. Have I told you about the
versatility of copper?
Magnus, don't spoil the surprise. My speech today will live in the hearts of the people of Sancurtius and Arendelle for generations to come.
Wolfgang, I don't think you're giving a speech today.
I've told him that several times.
Well, someone should. We are going to bring Sancurtius up from the depths of the sea! Though I must say I don't really understand how this will all be accomplished.
We can watch it in action. Is everyone out of the canals?
Yes, sir!
Excellent. Your Majesties, we're all set!
Got it!
Okay, Deesa, are we ready?
Just one second.
Yes! It's on!
Okay, that's step one. Now, let's hope this works.
It seems to be working.
Elsa, I didn't know you'd be here.
It was a surprise! Are you surprised?
Very much so.
I wouldn't miss this. Look at it all. It looks so complicated.
It's simple, really. We're using a system of canals to direct the water where it's useful and away from habitable areas. We've used the earth we moved from the canal sites to raise the city up above the water line. Now, all that's left to do is pump the water out of the city center and into the canals. Which is what this machine will do.
Amazing.
Well, I say we get things started. Ready?
Anna, I'd like it if you do the honors.
Oh, wow. Okay, what do I have to do?
Just turn that valve there.
Gah! I see, it's for pumping water. And the pipes are meant to be permanent, made from sturdy, never-corroding copper. So, if there is another flood, the water can be easily pumped out again. Brilliant, Queen Deesa!
Thank you, Wolfgang.
What did you think it was all for?
Well, I thought we were going to bury the lines and make a series of pneumatic tubes for sending messages anywhere in the city. A water net, if you will. Well, what do I know?
That actually sounds amazing.
Maybe next time.
General Matthias, Queen Deesa and I were just marveling at the hard work you and your soldiers have put into this project.
Thank you, Queen Anna. The work went by faster than I would have thought, and we were happy to help.
Oh, wait right here. I believe this moment requires some music.
Wow. Did Wolfgang make that instrument out of leftover automaton parts?
It appears he did.
Yes! I have repurposed them! Dramatic, don't you think? No longer do they seek and dig. Now they only sing and sway to the seraphic melodies of beautiful music. It's on wheels, too, so I can take it on the road.
What a gift to the world.
Matthias, my friend, can I convince you to travel with us and be our willow flute accompanist? Or maybe the bugelhorn?
Thank you, but I'm needed in Arendelle.
Ah, the world's loss. I do have an announcement. As many of you know, I have resigned my diplomatic position in Wesselton and I'm no longer working for the Wesseltonian Copper Trade Commission. Also, I am nearly finished composing my opera, The Saga of the Duke of Antlers. Though the addition of refurbished automatons to the cast makes it something of a copra, no? Get it? Because it's copper.
We get it.
Yes. Well, I am stepping back from my role as self-proclaimed Duke apologist and Wesselton ambassador. During this time, I shall cease refining metals and bring my music to the people for the refining of culture.
That's very nice. Music is culture.
Isn't that fun?
Does this mean you're leaving?
I'm afraid so, Christoph. But I'm coming back through Arendelle for 2 dates this summer, and hopefully a smaller, more intimate performance at Oaken's Trading Post as well.
Seems like we both figured out what we're supposed to be doing. Huh, Lord Wolfgang?
Yes, we are both using our passions to make the world a better place. You with your civil engineering and me with my art.
What a beautiful sentiment.
It is, isn't it? I'm going to put that in my libretto. It would fit in nicely in the recitative cantata at the beginning of the 9th act. Here, let me play a bit for you.
Oh, no, really.
Don't go to any trouble.
9 acts? Wow.
It is getting kind of late.
No trouble at all.
Huh. This canal system is really something to see. You know, having water flowing through the city is kind of nice. You can get anywhere by boat. Exactly. And we have a fleet of boats ready to take people and things where they need to go, day or night. It's more efficient than a horse-drawn cart.
That sounds like a wonderful system.
Thank you, Elsa. And Anna, I have to say, I wouldn't have thought of this if it wasn't for you. The flood seemed too big a problem to handle. I was overwhelmed and trying to compensate for something that I was never lacking. But you reminded me that I have a lot of skills and that no problem is really too big. Even a horde of renegade automatons.
See, Disa? I keep telling you, you have your own kind of magic.
I know you're just being nice, but I can't stress enough how science is not magic. I'm serious. Science has rules.
Magic has rules, too.
Does it, though?
Of course. Everything has rules.
I heard you built a castle out of ice in the sky.
Actually, it was on a mountaintop.
Yeah, because that's totally normal.
Makes perfect sense to me.
How does that make sense to you?
Where else would a castle go?
Thank you for listening to this season of Disney Frozen Forces of Nature. Disney Frozen Forces of Nature is a production of Disney Publishing Worldwide, released in partnership with ABC Audio. This podcast was written by Emily Everhart, Suzanne Francis, Andrew Harrison, Alexis Pivnicki, and Rosalind Sanders. This podcast was produced by Giovanna Alimo, Dana Bremer, Lori Broda, Morgan Justice, Nick Peck, Shauna Stewart, and Tiffany Tran. Voice direction by Brett Elliott, Ben Hoppe, and Renee Johnson. Music by Billy Martin. Dialogue production by Mateo Bahragan, Kiara Bolaños, Tammy Kamajis, Emily Hubbard, and Randy Coppinger. Sound design by Kiara Bolaños, Ethan Friedrichs, Nick Peck, and Casey Sticker. Our editorial team was Heather Blodgett, Emily Everhart, Heather Knowles, and Renee Johnson. Featuring the voice talents of D. Bradley Baker, Danielle Basuti, Jake Green, Sarah Hollis, Jan Johns, Matt Lowe, Yuri Lowenthal, Jim Meskimen, Candy Milo, Dave B. Mitchell, Alistair Murden, Deron Powell, Fred Tadashore, Abby Trott, and Deborah Wilson. A thank you to Liz Alessi, Nicole Sue, and special thanks to Peter Delveco and the Walt Disney Animation Studios marketing and franchise teams. Copyright 2023, Disney Enterprises Incorporated. Credits and ads read by me, Ginger Z. in loving memory of Andrew Harrison. It is hard to believe. 2024 is practically here. Fortunately, Macy's has all the New Year's Eve looks to start your year off right. That perfect dress for your midnight toast, all the accessories you need for your full-out glam look, and a signature red lip to top it all off. Check out Macy's.com/ownyourstyle